Can you remember those times in your life when something really, really special happened? I mean, I can remember the first professional baseball game I went to. I can remember the first time, you know, the first baseball game I played as a child. And I can remember, you know, those important moments. There always seems to be something about them. And usually it's a very exciting type of thing. Usually it's one of those things that you just know that something amazing is happening. And in many ways, brothers and sisters, that's exactly what's happening right now, right here, all over the world. We are entering into the greatest gift that has ever been given to us. We've been looking at those moments, those last moments, those crucial moments of Jesus' life, when he said, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I love each and every one of you so much, this is what I am willing to endure. This is why I came. I came to show you that I will pay all of the price for all of the wrongs you've done. I will give up the right to pass judgment on you. I will do nothing but love you. And through all of these things, through everything that we hear this evening and this afternoon in these readings, the one thing that we don't hear is at some point in the process, Jesus saying, you know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, all except for Father Mike, because he's the biggest jerk on the planet. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus picked up his cross, when he paid that price for us, he knew exactly why. Every now and then, brothers and sisters, we want to think that somehow we're so special that we're the only person that Jesus wasn't talking about, that Jesus didn't die for. Somehow we are so special that we were kind of left out of that. That is not the truth, my brothers and sisters. That is not the truth. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, and he did it anyway. And he did it in such a way, brothers and sisters, that if we take the time, and I hope that as, you know, now that Lent has ended, and as we get this opportunity to spend some quiet time, and to think, brothers and sisters, just over the past year, how much do I really need to be forgiven for? What are the terrible things that I've done? What are the mean things that I've done? What are the selfish things that I've done? And to know that almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus experienced all of the pain that was caused by those actions. And he did it anyway. He took that price on himself. So as we take, I hope, brothers and sisters, and each and every one of us can get an opportunity to sit quietly, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, maybe dim down the lights or light a candle, find someplace quiet, and just think about what God, the creator of the universe, was willing to go through to say, I love you and I forgive you. Regardless of how bad we feel, brothers and sisters, about the things that we've done, we can be assured that Jesus has known about them. And in what we just experienced, he said to us in a very special way, I know, and I love you anyway. Come to me. And then tomorrow, when the lights come back on, and when Easter begins with the vigil, we can enter into that love in a wonderful way. But for now, let's be honest with ourselves and with God, and be thankful that he paid the price for us. Be thankful that God loves you and I so much as individuals that he was willing to go through everything we just heard.